The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today I am excited. This Friday I am excited because of the guests I have in studio. I've been trying to get him here for a while, inviting him to come here for a while. He's busy. He's a busy old man, right? He gives excuses and says, well, all you got to do is formally invite me. And I said, but I'm formally inviting you now. You tell me your schedule because you're a senior man to me. If you say I am available Friday, Friday will be the show. I said on the air the other day, Fridays open up, and he said, you know what? I am coming. Today, we're going to talk music. Today, we're going to talk tourism. Today, we're going to talk government negotiations. Today, we're going to talk about product some people call inferior. We're going to talk product which should be included in what I call Bahamiana, the Bahamian tourism product. And I'm going to talk a conversation on why it ain't working. Why it ain't working and why a certain set of people seem to be entitled or want to be entitled to our government money. And I'm going to talk about what it is to get to this compromise where we all can march forward and let the world mark our manners. This is a conversation we're going to have today because we're going to talk about why the musicians are not included formally into our tourism product. And is it a musicians issue or is it a government issue? No. Is it a people's issue, or is it, in conclusion, the product? And if the product is weak, you can't expect to get any money. We're going to talk about that. We're going to give a narrative of that. But we're going to be having this as a history lesson moving forward. I'm going to hear the good German's explanation of his frustration. Then I can challenge him because I tend to see things differently. Of course, I have Aaron Green with me to have the intellectual aspects on this to challenge our guest. Our guest today is Freddie Munnings. Everybody know who Freddie Munnings. In fact, the street I live on is called Freddie Munnings Drive, right? Coincidence. It don't have no JR at the back of it. It has an SR. But the street I live on is called Freddie Munnings. Right. In fact, the whole neighborhood has Munnings on it, but that's a different story. Without further ado, I want to introduce my guest, who's very esteemed, because that's why I give that long preamble, a long introduction, because he's worthy of a great introduction, even though he's worthy of being challenged for his belief, right? Because he being head of some music industry and the musician unions, whatever which one he was belonging to for one point in time, for a while. But I said, man, you've been treading water. Your legs got to be strong because you ain't moving. Because you've been treading water for at least 30, 40 years because you don't even move much. Without further ado, I welcome Freddie Munnings Jr.
Good morning, Brother Nuri, and good morning, Sister Green, and good morning, Bahamas, and listeners throughout the world. It's truly my pleasure to be with you this morning. And yes, we have been trying to do this for some time, and I appreciate the fact that you have invited me on occasion. Unfortunately, on two of those occasions, I was scheduled to travel, which I shared with you, and I told you upon my return from London, I would be happy to join you, and so here I am. Thank you so very much for the opportunity. A snapshot overview of where we are, Brother Nuri and Sister Green, is simply this. In the 1950s, and 60s, there was a very vibrant nightclub entertainment industry. And that era was called the golden era of entertainment in the Bahamas. There were about 50 to 60 nightclubs operating successfully in New Providence alone and throughout the other family of islands. As a matter of fact, my late father, Freddie Munnings Sr., of whom you referred earlier, that division is named after him, I think, in the Fox Hill area. And people like Father Allen, people like the Bain brothers, Clarence Bain and Edgar Bain, who owned the Silver Slipper, and Felix Johnson, who owned the Zanzibar, and many, many others. There were a number of Greeks as well who were invested in the entertainment industry, and they had nightclubs literally all over the island. Coincidentally, there were no nightclubs operating during that period, or very few, in the hotels themselves. Mainly because, two reasons. Firstly, during that period of apartheid, black Bahamians were not welcome into the hotels, even into some of the theaters, like the Savoy Theater. If you were of a certain hue, you couldn't go into those places, other than as a domestic, or in some instances, they did have bands, but the bands were playing society music, big band music, like Sammy Dyer, Dyer's band, and other bands, the Rudy Williams band, for example, Lou Adams band to some degree. I don't believe the Freddie Munnings Orchestra ever played in the hotels, because he told me he never worked in a hotel as an artist, as a professional artist. He always worked in the local nightclubs, like the Silver Slipper. I don't know if he worked at the Zanzibar, but then he opened his club in 1955. Cattonfield, right on Nassau Street, right, literally down the street from here, on the corner of Nassau Street and Ponciana Drive, where the Commonwealth Bank now sits. That was the site of the Cattonfield. This was in 1955 when he purchased that property. What am I saying in a nutshell? The nightclub industry was pretty much without policy or law, reserved for over the hill and predominantly black Bahamians. In 1967, and prior to that also, I need to tell you this, the PLP, the fledgling PLP, which was formed, I think, in 1953, was not allowed to go into those white places either. The hotels, for example. There was places like the Bahamian Club where they had private gambling for certain people. So they held their rallies and their conventions over the hill in places like the Cattonfield and perhaps other places that were owned by us Bahamians. There was a Reinhardt Hotel where many of the meetings were held. The name escapes me now. The Reinhardt Hotel, right
Walker.
On? C.R. Walker. Absolutely. Thank you very much. And his lovely wife, Mabel Walker, who a school is named after. They held a number of the meetings there. That place has been demolished and just wiped off of the face of the earth. They're number known as the Workers' House. My point is, after 67, Brother Nui, and majority rule came into being, the next year they had a by-election. And you know where the rallies for the PLP was held? Somewhere on Paradise Island. So my dad said he contacted the late Sir Lyndon Pinning, and he said, they were friends. Man, you holding your rally over here now. When you were in a position and didn't have no money, you came to us. How come you're going over the hill across Paradise Island now and spending our money in those foreign direct investors' places? He said, Freddie, the people want to go into the hotels. He said, that's a form of our liberation. He said, well, you know what? You are destroying the over-the-hill businesses. You are taking the money from our communities and taking it over to the foreign direct investors. That was, in a way, the beginning of the end of the nightclub industry. And so what happened after that, the hoteliers realized, particularly the casino operators realized, that their guests were looking for the Bahamian experience. And you know where they looked for that? Over the hill. Into the over-the-hill properties, from Fox Hill in the east to the Oasis in the west. And all morning, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, you'll see them walking throughout the island, Miss Green, searching for that Bahamian experience, the drum beat, the banana boat, the conch shell, the Zanzibar, the Silver Slipper, the Cattonfield, etc., etc., etc. They looked for it. They wanted it. And when the hoteliers realized that their guests in droves were leaving to look over the hill, you know what they did? Attracted the prominent band leaders, the prominent bands that those guests were going to seek out. And they brought them into the hotels. And they established nightclubs into the hotels. They offered them more money. They offered them perks like free rooms. They offered them perks like 50% discount on the food and bring your gas and blah, blah, blah. And therefore, they literally destroyed the nightclub industry over the hill in the Bahamas. That's a snapshot. We could go into details, but I don't want to take up too much time just talk. I want you to do what you say you're going to do, grill me, because I want to respond to some of your concerns.
And I appreciate the history lesson. I wanted you give a narrative so the Bahamian
people. Brief narrative.
Yes. The Bahamian people who are listening can appreciate.
If you want more on that, Joel Strawn wrote a book
that you could
purchase that has that history.
Tell me the name. Let me write it down.
I the name escapes me right now.
That's all right.
It's a biographical sketch of his life.
I can say it right now.
Right. Duke Earl, if he can call in and tell us the name, I think it would be worth reading.
The government.
Mm-hmm.
By extension, Ministry of Tourism.
Yes, sir.
Have offered, made it possible for entrepreneurs to get grants and money and loan to pursue whatever they want to. You have made, and I see we're getting calls already, have made the claim that musicians are not included, that the government needs to put some policy in. And I put it to you that government already has policy in to empower anybody who wants to open up a business in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
They can do that now. But for some reason, you continue to lobby saying more needs to be done.
Yes.
And I'm trying to say what exactly needs to be done. Because the government said they're doing everything.
I'll tell you.
I'm sure they could do more. Mm-hmm. But the government saying, y'all have not even taken up the stuff we've given y'all.
I wish you would point me to those opportunities.
All
those
startup
policies.
Campaign. What is Roll name? What is Roll name? Who do the startup campaign thing?
And well, you can speak to Ms. Roll, and Ms. Roll knows me quite well.
Yes.
Ms. Samantha Roll.
Samantha Roll. Yes.
Well, I sat with Samantha Roll.
And she ain't giving me money.
Listen, I don't want her to give me anything. Implement the policies that we establish.
What policies?
While she sat on the National Development Committee,
mm-hmm.
I sat on that committee. I had to fight them to put in that. Policy, a clause, a pillar for culture and entertainment. You could speak to her directly and also speak to the former chairman, Dr. Nicola Roll, I think her name.
Mm-hmm. Nicola,
you know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. You mean Dr. Nicola Virgil Roll?
That is correct. I sat with them. I explained to them exactly what I'm going to explain to you.
Go ahead.
Yes, we know about the Hotel Encouragement Act, but what does that mean? You got to have a hotel to enjoy that.
No, man, you can do a standalone.
Man, okay. All right, so I want you to point me there before I leave here so I can know how to access it. I could tell you, 2 years ago, I personally opened the nightclub in Coral Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
I personally met with Michael Halkitis. I personally requested whatever exemptions. I did not receive one red cent. And I wish the Honorable Minister would call in to
explain why.
Explain why
it was not
no kind of support whatsoever.
So put that on record.
That was on Coral Harbor.
And what you mean by exemption? I see you call.
Exemption.
What type of exemption you mean? You want it?
The same exemptions they give to Bahama to open. Let me give you the example. They just opened a nightclub called John Baptiste.
Mm-hmm.
I would be very curious to find out if they paid duties on the equipment that they brought in to open that establishment.
Mm-hmm.
We do not get the same courtesies, Mr. Nuri, that the foreign direct investor gets. Yes, there may be some perks, and yes, they offer quite a bit to the Bay Street merchants. I don't own no property on Bay Street. I own some property and have access to property over the hill.
Mm-hmm.
I've asked them, I've begged them, move those same concessions over the hill. Why can't we develop Wolf Road?
And I want to know what type of concessions you want.
I just told you. Exemptions on duties of bringing in raw materials like sound equipment for musicians, like instruments, like furniture, like appliances, the same as they do for the foreign direct investors.
And you're
saying
that's
all we're asking.
They're not doing that right now?
No, sir. Okay. No, at least not to me. Mm-hmm. Unless they would single me out and say, Fred Munnings, you ain't getting nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I could bring you the proof.
Mm-hmm.
I just did it. And I had to do it. I did it because I wanted to put my money where my mouth is. I ain't gonna just run off with the mouth. I can do something to prove my point, and that's what I did. You could go right there. You were invited tonight to come to the Spotlight Lounge, and I'll show you what we are doing.
Okay, we're going to talk about that. We
have that's a caller.
Number two. Let me pause there. Let's call her who's been over for a while and call him back. Let her have the caller engage you, and then you go straight to number two.
Of course.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Freddie. This is Diana Hamilton. I just wanted to give you the name of the book by Errol Dukes-Strong.
Oh, please do.
It is worth mentioning.
And I sit right here waiting to give him the name of the book.
This is My Life.
Yes.
A Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes. Excellent. Thank you so much.
You're
and I appreciate
welcome.
That.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Continue, number two.
Let me go to number two. Recently, we signed a memorandum of understanding with the then PLP in opposition.
When you say we?
We. The
Who's
Commonwealth
we?
Of the Bahamas Trade Union Congress and the National Congress of Trade Unions and the Progressive Liberal Party dated August the 25th, 2021.
And who are you signing with?
The
PLP in opposition.
Oh, you're signing with the opposition?
You want me to tell you the signatures?
No, I just want to know who you're signing with for the narrative.
At that time. At that time.
You're signing with the opposition.
Yes, but let me give you the names that signed it.
No, that's not important.
That
you're
important?
It. No,
okay.
Finish with it.
All right. Number one, the first one on it, that as a matter of public policy and where possible in statute, formal consultations with the parties will occur before the approval processes of the grant of permissions and concessions to foreign investors. That's number one in the memorandum. Number five in the memorandum. The parties agree to work toward a Cultural Heritage Act, an Entertainment Encouragement Act, as well as a National Pension Act. Now, let's start there. Why can't we have, like you have a Hotel Encouragement Act, have an Entertainment Cultural Heritage Encouragement Act to encourage Bahamians principally and others to invest in the entertainment nightclub industry? That was what was agreed to, Article 5. You can have a copy of it. I think I sent you a copy of it.
Yes, and I want you to give some examples of this Musician Encouragement Act.
What you
mean by that?
Let me tell you what I mean by that. Are you familiar with the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival?
I'm familiar with it.
One of the biggest festivals in the world. They have about four.
It's a private festival. It's not government run.
Well,
it's a private festival.
Well,
go ahead.
I'm
just saying it's a private festival.
Let me answer the question. You asked me how.
I want to say if it's a private festival.
Prefacing it so you understand what
go
I'm
ahead.
Trying to tell you.
Go ahead.
That organization, the foundation, which is a private foundation, partners with the city of New Orleans to do certain things. Among them is to put on a major festival like the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage at the state. They provide certain amenities and exemptions for them to put on such a festival. What we are asking our government to do is do a similar thing. For example,
how can you just make an announcement about that?
Listen, man.
What festival? I'm just saying that announcement was made.
To do
they
what?
Have a whole organization.
To do what?
That they have.
You mean the Junkanoo Authority?
No. That's separate.
What
I'm talking about Halkidas. I'm going to have to Google it right now to make sure.
Please do.
He announced that they for festivals.
Yes.
That his ministry is going to finance anyone who want to do festivals.
Is that right?
Yeah,
but then tell him,
no.
Go and look at the proposal that I submitted to the Honorable Prime Minister.
It might be the same proposal.
I see. Well, then if that is the case, they should contact me at least and let me know that they are doing and considering it, right? What I am trying to get to you to say so. For example, if a Bahamian is interested in investing in the entertainment industry, he should be given certain incentives so to invest those dollars. For example, when I was in the United States several years ago, I did a production of a recording. The then policy of that particular, of the United States government was, if you invest $1 in the recording industry, they will give you back $2 in write-offs in some of your taxes. We have suggested to this government, they are having a challenge, Ms. Green, of collecting their real property tax. Millions of dollars, I understand, are outstanding. If you say to a Bahamian, investor, if you invest $100 into the nightclub industry so we could grow that sector over the hill and in the Family Island communities, you could then write off $2 of your real property tax. You invest one, you write off two. That means I'm giving you a 50% incentive to invest in this particular industry. That is an example as to how we could grow the industry, but Brother Nui.
Let's talk about it. Incentive, but I want to ask a question going back to the document, to statement. Mm-hmm. Mr. Nuri, you familiar with it? The one that you referenced earlier?
Yeah, I'm trying to get the exact
good stuff. Any reference to CAPAs in it?
I'm not sure.
Any reference to the upcoming UB School of Music, Community School of Music?
I think it's the same people doing it. It's them.
How come we haven't heard about it?
University of the Bahamas?
Yes, them who was part of the program.
It's such a secret. It becomes obvious when reading these statements. You could see exactly where they stand. How do you talk about an issue or a sector without identifying the elements in the sector and what's happening, right? Almost as if you have a focus and it's not the actual environment or the ecosystem.
That's correct.
And if the focus is extraction of taxes or revenue, right, then you only see the dollars, but you can't make sense of the people, you know, in the environment. But
like I said, this is the best and brightest of us who's heading this program now. Now, I appreciate your critique.
Can you
pause.
No.
It doesn't matter if it's the best or brightest of us, if the program is wrong, if the policy is wrong,
Now you know what the problem is. This is the best we can do. This is the best of us.
Hold on, pause. Just for a second.
This is the best of us.
You dare say that in the room with two creatives?
Are you trying to say you all ain't do them yet? That's what he's saying. You all ain't doing it.
Have you included us in the process?
The best and brightest of us are in
the pause. The best and brightest of you.
Not of me.
The best and brightest of you.
No, I'm not involved.
You endorsing them.
No.
Am I in the program?
Please point
me. They don't want to include you.
But Mr. Nui, point me to the program, please.
What the school is we just opening? The name of the school again?
You mean the creative
Kappas.
Thing on
Kappas.
Kappas.
That's
is that the one you're talking about?
This is Rev. Hold on.
You want to discuss that?
Hold on. No. I'm just saying.
I'm saying that
is revolutionary.
No, it's not.
Then we have. Hold on. Have you ever done in Bahamas?
You embarrassing them people. Don't do that.
It's
not revolutionary.
Say where it is.
It's not revolutionary.
Please, let's pause. We're going back and forth. Tell me, in the Bahamas, Aaron, where have we ever done it here so far? Where in the Bahamas are you talking about, though? Go ahead.
Where have we had training centers? You want me to name a few?
Yes, please.
You remember the Shirley Hall Bass? You remember the National School of Dance?
You remember, I'm going to respond to it. We had the lady from the Shirley Horse Bass.
Remember her school?
She had the school. That's one who did the dance for...
Where is it now?
She's gone. She's a foreigner.
Where's the school?
No,
she's dead.
She left the Bahamas.
No, she died.
Her daughter came.
Her niece. You got to get your facts right.
I'm just saying that she came on the show.
You have to get your facts right.
That's semantics.
You have the responsibility to talk facts.
Let's change wording. The lady who's related to her, see how it changes?
She's a niece.
Now we move on from that.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's my point.
So what has happened to that program?
That's why I'm trying to get there.
What has happened to Robert Bain?
I'm trying to get
National
there.
Dance.
The lady who is related to her came on. The lady who's related to her came on.
I told you before I came here, I'm not talking foolishness.
The lady.
Talk facts.
Again, the lady who was related to her came on the show.
Yes.
She explained that it just discontinued and the lady moved on.
Who moved on?
Pause, gentlemen. Pause. The guest that I had on my
you're
show
being very disrespectful,
came to talk about the work that's
don't do
taking
that.
Place.
We moved that. I talk about her, the lady. What happened to her? Why isn't the school still open?
Because she moved. But the school still exists. It's what I'm trying to say to you.
Where's the school?
There are other people like Ms. Roberts and a number of those students.
Ms. Roberts have Ms. Bass. School still open? That's what you're saying?
The school was still functioning, Mr. Nuri.
Let's continue.
What happened to Mr. Robert Bain and the national dance?
We went one national
but
dance.
That's another one
still.
I'm asking you.
We have a national dance.
You asked whether or not there were any institutions before. I'm giving you facts.
Go to the caller. Let's go, caller. Guardian Radio AM. I'm saying that initiatives that the government is instituting now are revolutionary.
Which is? They're not revolutionary.
Right? Which is? Aaron's saying that because it's a part of other places in the world.
Tell me where it is.
Right?
Tell me what it is.
These are brand
by inviting
in the Bahamas.
By inviting international people to come into our country.
None of it's revolutionary.
None of it is new.
Nothing.
Like I said,
as a matter of fact, they're being duplicitous.
The orange economy.
Why could that not happen at the orange economy, the Bahamas.
The orange economy that Mr. Halkidis has introduced. This is revolutionary.
He didn't introduce nothing.
We need to embrace
Halkidis introduced nothing.
And
don't
use these
mechanisms.
I'm just saying the name.
I'm saying that we
need to embrace these mechanisms and run with it. These are mechanisms that you can use now.
Mr. Nuri.
Why aren't you using any of these mechanisms? That's what I'm asking. That's all I got to get to know.
Are you going to let us answer?
Go ahead.
You are erroneous in a number of statements which you have made as a host of an international
show. I ask you again.
And I'm proving to you that you're wrong.
And I'm asking you the question.
I asked you two questions. What has happened in schools? You don't know.
I don't know.
So then you need to shut up talking about nothing has been happening before.
My point is, we have entities here in the Bahamas now that you can use. You're not using them. Why?
Because those of us who I served on the Orange Economy Committee under the former government.
Wait, but this government.
Like, no, listen. Are you going to let me respond?
I'm trying to find out that they...
I'm giving you some information to answer
your
question.
Mr. Munnings, let me respond to him.
Please. Go ahead.
Campus is not open. The university...
So you're saying campus doesn't exist?
Am I speaking English to you, Mr. Nuri?
No, I'm asking you.
I said campus is not open.
It isn't open.
Mr. Munnings to take advantage of it.
Did he go and approach campus?
And I'm answering your question.
I'm right here.
Mr. Munnings, let me respond.
Can he go to campus?
It's not open.
Can he go there?
No.
Can he go and approach them?
No.
So he cannot approach
Second,
them.
The University of the Bahamas Community School of Music is not open yet. In fact, we don't know what it's going to look like. Thirdly, the Dundas, first of all, they had to beg for assistance. It's still being revitalized.
The assistance is there.
Those elements have just been created, and they have not been...
An element? That's what we are.
You could celebrate any foolishness.
You don't like celebrating nothing. Let's go. This Guardian Radio AM, break.
And I'll write a song.
That's all day. We can celebrate. We complain too much. Guy Radio AM, we'll be right back.
Brown skin gal, go home and mind, baby. Out on a date, don't make the same mistake. Give him no candy, go home and mind, baby. How you gonna wheel and turn me? How you gonna wheel and turn me? You make me want fall down. Make me want fall down.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-230 Rates and Packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is how we do it.
Get ready to kick off the new school year with a bang. It's the Guardian Media Group and Rotary Club of South Ocean's Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 29th in the parking lot of the Nassau Guardian in Oaksville, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Join us for a day of fun, games, and back-to-school excitement. We've got something for everyone, from bouncing castles and face painting to health screenings, hair grooming, and giveaways. Meet some of your favorite local businesses and get ready for the new school year with all the essentials. We'll have school supply vendors and local eateries with delicious treats. Don't miss out on the fun. The Guardian Club of South Ocean's Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 29th at the Nassau Guardians parking lot, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the perfect way to celebrate the end of summer and get excited for a great school year. See you here.
Brought to you by The Walking Clinic, Boss, Alive, FML, Asa H. Pritchett, Nassau Agencies, Original Parties, Caribbean Bottling Limited, Purity, Ari the Artist, Little Caesars, Marco's, Wendy's.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri. I've been arguing with Freddie Munnings for the past 20 minutes, maybe 15. I didn't get him let him to talk. I'm going to let him talk, you know.
That's true.
I'm noticing that when he talks, it's most of it is when you're treading water. You ain't making no movement. I am trying to say, Mr. Munnings, there is movement to be done. I need to find out what you're doing in order for, if this government's want to do things, for you to plug in. You want to give a history lesson and say, these are things you can't see in moving, especially when so many things are being implemented to give you an opportunity to say, hey, man, Mr. Munnings, I want to see you shine. I talked to Mr. Munnings.
I know you're talking to him.
And
he's looking at you.
We're talking to Mr. Munnings. Mr. Munnings will talk because I'm interviewing him back and forth with Mr. Munnings. Sit down. Go ahead, Mr. Munnings.
Oh, I can go. Hang on.
Thanks.
Mr. Munnings. You are actually disrespecting your co-host, who is a creative.
She knows.
I'm a creative. He is a creative.
I am a creative also. But I am the host.
So you are.
That's why I'm saying I'm talking to you.
No, you say you were arguing.
You're not alive.
We were not arguing. I thought we're not arguing. We were having a discussion.
Yes, that's point number one. Yes.
Point number two, you asked me several questions and you really didn't allow me to answer the questions, Mr. Nuri. That's all I'm asking you to do. You made an erroneous statement that there were no institutions doing the things that you perceive, SAPAS or whatever that institution is scheduled to do. I asked you about two of them. One, Robert Bain's National Dance Company.
When was that? Yeah, when was that?
Oh, for the last 20, maybe 30 years, Robert ran that program. Okay. It closed down, I believe, about 4 or 5 years ago when they started talking about this thing. That was initiated by the man who was working out of the prime minister's office. You see, you want me to get deep on this? This man, Ian Poitier. Who was brought here by Obi Wilchcombe.
The Bahamian guy.
I met with him several times on this particular subject, and I told him then that I did not agree in concept of what they're doing because there's no reason for it. Number one, that program should be channeled through the University of the Bahamas, where we have a performing arts division. That program could be easily channeled through there. Why do we have to create yet another program? And I understand they are looking to spend some $7 million to renovate a building that the government doesn't even own when we have right here the University of the Bahamas that can easily incorporate whatever Mr. Poitier believes he is doing. He's talking about aligning himself with some international agency so that when he trains his people, he could send them abroad. Well, why train our people so that they could produce within the confines of the Bahamas and create opportunities for them to work here as opposed to trying to get some international organization to try to give them a job as a technician pulling wires in the United States of America?
Close campus down.
Makes no sense to me at all. Yes, close it down.
Let's go to
put it at the University of the Bahamas.
Let's go to the callers. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio here. Go ahead, caller. You're live. Next holiday.
And he is right. We're not here to argue.
I'm not arguing.
You said you were arguing. You said on air that you were arguing.
I use emotive words.
But then you see, don't do that. You are a responsible radio host.
No. I'm a radio host who do readings and emotive. I use emotive language.
I'm arguing back and forth. Let's have a conversation.
When we have a conversation.
Let's go.
When I am arguing for real argument, I start using expletives. Okay. Did I use any expletives?
No, please don't.
So when you say I am being combative, I'm trying to say. When you say I'm being combative, I can say that. right? Yes, and nothing wrong being combative. We're going back and forth. That's why I beat you and let you answer.
No problem.
But when you're trying to take advantage
we're
of
just screwing misinformation.
When you say, you already said that before that.
Okay.
But when you say, I am now rowing back and forth, I said, when I was using casual words, you're going back and forth in terms. Okay. It wasn't a combative thing.
Left, man. Let's go.
Yeah, but I'm trying to correct you.
Let's go.
But no, I'm trying to correct you.
Correct me.
My point is, we was going back and forth.
Yeah, okay.
It was a communication.
All right.
I used the word rowing, read with you. Okay. But you make it seem that I was being combative and not answering him. And if I was...
You were. Your co-host had to walk.
I mean, she was walking. She's getting mad. And try to mash up things.
So you don't understand each other.
You understand each other. Okay, don't get mad.
Right, let's go, man.
But let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM. Let's go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning. How you doing?
Everything cool. Thank God for life as usual. You're beating up your cousin, eh?
Yeah, sometimes she got to get beat up. Sometimes she forget whose show this is. This is her show. Her show is the hour before. Then she got to be paused. And then, like, how wise she's allowed me to speak and I be quiet. Sometimes I be here for a whole hour. And then I speak. She got to do it sometimes. You can't control boot shoes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't control boot shoes. That's why I take the horn bike from her.
Well, you can't play with teacher like that, baby.
But sometimes she got to yield. But she said, when I didn't tell her, yield, woman. No, so I had to take the whole mic.
No referee for this one.
No, I take the whole mic.
You want to deal with your cousin?
Yes.
But I respect, all joke aside, respect to the great Freddie Manning Jr. And I wonder, he talked about the $7 million. I hear the government say they're getting $30 million and maybe $7 million they're supposed to seek investment. Listen to me, I have the attitude or I have the belief that the government isn't doing enough. I wish they can do more than what they are doing.
We agree, but I'm saying that if there's some money there, go get it.
No, listen, they got to find the money. Are they finding for the foreign investors? Listen, they put the red carpet down, not a bunch of red tape. Red carpet.
And I appreciate that, but I say if there's money there, go get it. And you complain at the same time while you go and get the money. But don't just stand there and say, mad, I ain't taking the money.
Can't force the government to pass the money. They go out and get the money, but the government ain't giving them the money.
I understand.
I just saying, and I don't know, not directly to Mr. Munnings, but I understand the COI, the coalition, they are talking but investing in behemoths like this, like investing on the red carpet for
yes, I heard the $100,000 for each behemoth.
No, not the $100,000. They're talking about millions of, like, listen to me. They need to respect people like Freddie Munnings. He just hosts. Your cousin, who you beating up now, he just representing thousands of behemoths just like that.
But let me speak another 5 minutes. So I go to the next column.
Keep up the good work.
Go ahead, Mr. Munnings.
Yes, sir. I mean, I'm here. You're going to ask me a question or you just want me to give information?
I was
referring you to the memorandum of understanding that was signed. And let me tell the public who signed it so that they can understand to it. The Honorable Philip Brave Davis was the signatory. The Honorable Frederick Mitchell was the signatory. Obi Ferguson was a signatory, Tyrone Morris was a signatory, Bernard Evans was a signatory, and Paul Maynard, who was supposed to sign it, refused to sign it, but it was signed in his stead by Mr. Woods. Those were the union representatives. So my point to you, sir, this was an agreement that was signed by the then opposition PLP, who is now in government, and they made some commitments to us.
An opposition.
They're not living up.
So what you
when
want,
they
what
are
you,
government?
So now that you have that
I've
paper,
already, let
now
me,
that you have
I've
that
read
paper,
the one to you.
Yes,
right?
But now that you
we
have
want
that paper,
to establish. The
yes, but I said now that you have that paper.
Yes, sir.
And if the government doesn't do any of those things, what do you do?
Well, then we know how to deal with the government, because the government signed this as an incentive.
No, the government didn't sign that. Oh. The opposition signed that.
Well, the now prime minister signed
He's
it.
He's an individual.
I see, and Fred Mitchell, another individual.
Individual.
But to hear what it says, though, the parties, and who were the parties? I named the parties up front, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they said the parties agree to ensure that national health insurance is fully implemented for all citizens and residents of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, including hospitalization and catastrophic care. Has that been done? The answer is no. Let me finish, sir. Mm-hmm. The parties agree to work toward enactment of a living wage. Are we moving in that direction? I must say
I don't believe the Bahamas can afford a living wage.
There's some moving in that direction.
But let me go. Have you met with the Orange Economy Unit yet?
Oh, I was a part.
This current Orange Economy Unit you met with?
Oh, not the one that had.
Let me ask a question.
Yes.
Have you met with the Orange Economy Unit yet?
I have not, because I've not been invited. How do I meet with them?
No, mind you, they're being advertised and ask people.
Have
to
they sign. Invited?
They
you?
Invite the
have you met with them?
Well, I see the invitation.
Have
on
you met with them?
Because I wasn't interested.
You didn't meet with them.
Like,
said you were creative.
On. Yes.
You didn't meet with them?
I publish my own books.
Right,
I do
so
my
who,
own
page. Hold on. Who am I supposed to meet with?
I want. I
who's in charge of it?
Give me a second.
Yeah.
Online.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
Right.
There's an advertisement saying, please send in your information
who
to.
Who is the chair?
The chair, but I saw Angelique.
McKay?
Angelique.
She's the chair?
She was sharing
I
the information.
I will call her shortly after
yes,
this meeting.
Yes, it was a whole advertisement
well.
And promotion online.
Never
and
heard said, of it.
How come you don't know about these things?
Because
let's go
I
to
don't.
The caller. Let's go through
I'm
the caller.
I don't.
Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Producer Patrick, call it through. Go ahead, caller. Sorry.
Guys, how you doing?
Doing well, man.
Listen, Mr. Nuri, honestly, I feel like you're being very disrespectful to Mr. Money.
No, man. That's my cousin. This is how we... No, let's stop it. Hold on. I speak aggressively. Before Mr. Manning has come on the show, I preempt him and tell him how I can ask him this question. Did I do that, Mr. Manning?
You did.
Okay. I said,
and I told you to be as aggressive as you want.
And
you
I said,
be
Mr.
Manning,
I disagree with everything you stand for, what you do. Did I say that?
Why you invite me here?
No, to have the conversation.
I see. Just to disagree with me?
No. I let you speak and I go back and forth.
Okay.
I'm saying, you're supposed to plug yourself into the system.
I see.
To make whatever you want come in.
And kowtow.
I don't know, but
I have another
power.
Word for it.
I say
I would
that
use it
at
on
this present time, you have yet to
you
plug
me to count out. That's what I'm asking
any
you.
Any of the systems.
You said to me off air something.
This
I'm
is,
asking you.
No,
should
no,
I count out?
No, you don't have to count out. I just said okay. You need to plug yourself into. So you know what? All kind of businesses are opening, looking for behemoth acts.
I see.
And I'm not saying that behemoths are plugging themselves in systems
where
so
are
they can
they?
Make them. No, they
give me an example.
You mentioned.
Yeah.
You mentioned that they have the entertainment club at Bahama. They have about
John Baptiste
yeah,
Club.
They have
Jazz
about
club.
They have 8 to 10 bands, Bahamian bands, who play inside a regular.
Do you know that I was one of those bands who initiated who opened
the John Baptiste?
No.
Who are we
opened,
talking about John Baptiste
no,
though?
But let me explain, sir.
Go ahead.
I was one of the people who helped to open the entertainment at Bahama in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
We worked there for 7 years, very mm-hmm. successfully. When they were making the transition, I asked the question, can we be involved with the process of the transition? We were told by the executive CEO there, Mr. Davis, that we would be a part of the process. We were, and we did exactly what they asked us to do, which to put together numerous formats of entertainment, et cetera, et cetera. And then they ended up opening a facility called the John Baptiste Jazz Club.
Because that's what they wanted.
Which we did not recommend at all. And then they're using iconic figures like Freddie Munnings, like Peanuts Taylor and other creators to promote a foreign concept of genre. I oppose it. I oppose it strongly. And as a result of that, I resigned.
This is where I would
so
say...
So my point is, no, let me make my point.
Go ahead.
I'm on principle.
Yeah.
You do not use the heritage of my father to promote a foreign entity which he did not approve of and tell me that that's okay with me. It has proved my point. I resigned.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you what I did.
The
now,
hotel is
let
a
me
private company.
Let me continue,
they
sir.
Have a private narrative.
And they have their right to.
And they have a right to do what
they
did.
But they don't have a right to take Bahamian concession money in the terms of billions of dollars and continuously promote foreign entities and do not include Bahamians in the process.
What about the 10 bands?
They don't have that. Let
you
me.
You don't believe the 10 bands here? There's no Bahamians here?
Because.
Let's go to the caller and go get your page. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Hi. Good day. How are y'all doing?
I'm always good, man.
Oh, okay. Mr. Money?
Yes, ma'am.
I want to really congratulate you on behalf of your father, who was a pioneer.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay?
Thank
a
you.
A pioneer.
Yes, ma'am.
In good Bahamian music.
Thank you.
I was, this is a short story. I lived to Hutchinson Street, you know where Nassau Street and Pontiana Drive?
I know the area, yes ma'am.
Right. Right where Bank is now.
Not far
right?
from the Gaddenfield site.
Live, my people live right on the side there. They had the cat and the fiddle.
Yes ma'am.
Was where our bank is.
That's right.
And let me tell you something, the music.
Yes ma'am.
Up to this day.
Yes ma'am.
I don't care. You bring Ira Store, bring Funky DKB, and nobody had music. like back in the day.
Thank you, ma'am.
And we have to thank your father for something like that.
Yes,
I always remember it.
Thank you.
That's the type of music what I love to hear. They need to bring it, even if you redo it, like how, what's his name? But Eternal Love.
Yes,
Leon
Taylor. Yes, Leon Taylor, yes, from the Roosters, yes.
What is his name? Peel.
And people like Wenda Stewart and...
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah, we used to have that, as you know.
Now, I can say this and I go on.
Yes, ma'am.
But it's my opinion. You know what kills? What killed that over-the-hill industry?
Yes, ma'am.
When you see that government change in 1967, 68, and they took that... Listen, it was the UBP. Now, like I say, I go in there because it can get controversial. But it was the UBP who allowed... you know, a lot of the inner city, what we call inner city now, but it was here, there, and anywhere. Let me tell you what they can do. Mm-hmm. That area east of Bay Street now,
yes, ma'am.
What was dilapidated,
yes, ma'am.
Bring that, and who like it or don't like it, but bring the tourists, that's what tourists are like. Bring that, turn that whole area into a replica of before that 1968 when everybody gone. Okay, in my opinion, that's what I'm thinking.
Bring
on them old music. And like I say again, listen, and please stop disrespecting this man on today here, because his daddy was a pipe.
Yes, I do agree with you to some degree. I would only like to recommend, yes, we need to revitalize Bay Street, but we also need to revitalize Over the Hill. See, that's where we are. Over the Hill, and we can do that if we have the will of the government to do it.
I said government willing to do that. I just said you're not willing to spend the money. That's what you're saying. This text says, good day, great show. I listened to Mr. Freddie, and what I took from it is Bohemians hurted the nightclub argument by Mr. Munnings first. Musician went to the hotels for better. Two, the prime minister went to the hotels by choice. Now, over town, there are no many clubs that is catering to whoever. But I would love to see Bohemians get a big piece of the industry cake. What about the farm? You know about the farm?
Oh, the farm is fantastic.
How come the farm people ain't complaining?
What you mean they're not complaining?
Are they complaining?
I'm not saying that they're not complaining.
I'm asking if they're complaining.
But there's only one. You mentioned the farm. I know the farm. They periodically, once in a while, have entertainment out there.
Yeah.
That's not on a regular basis.
Is there any place in New Providence that is competing?
On a
regular basis?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
That's providing the level of, quote, Bohemian.
And what type of entertainment do you want the hotels to
culture? The hotel?
And not necessarily the hotels.
I would recommend, if I had my will, mm-hmm. then hotels would not be allowed to have any nightclubs in the hotels.
The hotels, and then the cruise ships too. Close them down. And,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
The nightclubs.
And just have Bohemian music there.
What I'm suggesting, as in New Orleans, which I know very well, mm-hmm. there are no entertainment in the hotels, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go on Bourbon Street. You got to go on St. Charles Street outside of the hotel.
Is it because
for
the
experience?
Is it because of the product they
speak?
The hotels found that they couldn't compete with the product, so therefore they say, man, I can't open it?
No. It's because that they are incentivized, just like I've been saying, for the government to do.
Okay.
If the government will create an entertainment encouragement act, I guarantee you.
And you want the foreigners to pay for it?
What do you mean, foreigners?
Who can pay for it?
No. Incentivize us by simply doing one of the things I suggested.
Yes.
If you, for example, let's just take 30 seconds to listen to this concept. I allow you, uh-huh. as a businessman, to write off some of your outstanding real property tax, which I understand is in the millions. Collectively.
The government sells a lot of property
now.
So
the government now would say to invest in the nightclub specific industry now, the entertainment cultural industries, you could write off one for two. You invest one, you write off two. All right. That will incentivize certain businesses to invest in the nightclub industry, correct? You wouldn't think so? Yes. When I do that, let's say I hire 100 people in my place, like Penis Taylor used to have a show where he had at least 20, 30 people in the show. In addition to that, he hired 30, 40 people, waitresses, etc. Then those persons making that money, they will buy gas, they will pay national insurance, they will do all the other things they do, and that money will come back to the government tenfold in taxes.
Let's go to this caller.
That don't make sense.
I see.
You must agree that
you're just
sense.
Moving money back and forth. Just pay your taxes. That's how I say, pay your taxes and get chicken.
Okay,
is it 12 o'clock?
You're being totally ignorant.
No, I just disagreed with you. This is why.
Ignorant in your conceptual agreement.
And perhaps I just need my idea would work better.
You're saying money back and forth. I'm saying you're incentivizing an industry to grow so that you can hire people.
If you pay your taxes, you need to get no tax back.
So tell the foreigners to pay their taxes.
They pay the taxes.
They are exempted.
Which one is exempted from paying tax?
Bahama.
You saying Bahama and Atlantis is exempted from paying taxes?
You don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying. You just said.
Yes, they do.
And I listen in.
Yes, they are.
I have it on record that you say people who pay light bill.
My brother.
Guardian Radio AM.
Exempted from certain taxes.
Like what? Like what?
Many of which I just explained to you.
But like what?
They don't pay duty on certain equipment and materials.
You negotiate that. We won't pay no duties on. I mean, even as a charity, you could get that exempted. Guided Radio AM with C.A. Mary. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.